Welcome back. We have the ladies finally back with us. Angie and Kiara are here with us once again for Heads and Tails. Ladies, how have y'all been doing?
Wonderful.
I don't know if y'all been seeing the comments on the video from it's a little fights going back and forth on the August Alsina post on YouTube. It's two people going back and forth on her over the last.
Oh, really?
Hold on. I'll read it to y'all. They going back and forth. Because they arguing about what y'all talking about on the, and we got two emails of people one because they were. Y'all, when we did that, they hadn't come out with the full video.
And with him coming out with a video about the shit, that just confirmed what I said. The motherfucker tried to play victim.
You better know it.
We love that motherfucker.
We called it though.
She kind of did. She said it was an entanglement.
You should have
trademarked
this
shit. So, okay, I'm going to read y'all some of the things. Nyla Bellinger says, for real, nobody wasn't speaking on their open marriage or making memes until he spoke on it. It was private, but that's their business. Jada and Will don't do nothing to nobody at all. Jada admitted that she did what she did. People make mistakes, grow from it, and move on. August started this whole shit. Not because people praising him. Congratulations, you won, damn it. If this nigga really wanted to help, he should have went to counseling. But if you went to someone that can even control their own problems in their own marriage, Jada said it herself. This is one long sentence, y'all. There's no periods, just for the record. So I'm just reading straight across. Herself, she had issues. They both had problems. That's your fault. You went to the Smiths like they doctors. They can't even control their own shit. And they gonna change your life. I still love Jada and Will. I don't care what nobody else say about her. Then
she should have been on the show. I ain't even say nothing. She said everything I can say for me.
So Manny Simpson jumps in. He goes, if he was a woman, he'd be surely a victim. So then she jumps in. This is 2 weeks ago. So this battle started 2 weeks ago and it's been going on. So this is not as where it gets real hot at.
His ass.
Right. So she goes, get out of my face with that. Take up for him all you want. Nobody cares, you dumb nigga.
And then, right, dumb ass nigga.
Manny comes back and says, you women really out here caping, but these tables will turn. Y'all be calling Will a predator. So then Nyla comes back and she says, you probably a predator right now, going after some girls in high school, sitting on here going back and forth with a woman.
He should have never.
That's one thing I won't do. I'm here for a lot of shit, but going back and forth on the internet just ain't one of them.
Yeah, so that was it. So that's this. And she left that comment 2 days ago. So this has been going on for 3 weeks, them back and forth from her one comment.
That's put him in his place because who else going to teach him if she did?
Yeah. Shout out to Nyla. Shout out to you, Nyla.
Right. He's wrong. Don't do it to whoever was against this.
You got to say what you're going to say and then be it. I ain't finna go back and forth with you, baby.
Hey, them YouTube comments, they go back and forth, Jack. Look, they go at it.
I be reading them.
Hey, them YouTube comments, they be like, so that's why your mama, that's why your mom's was, I'm like, dude, how you know it's mama? YouTube comments might be worse than Twitter comments. I really believe that it might be worse than Twitter comments.
I am a comment lurker on everything.
Baby, I'll read all of them.
So you read all of them?
I love them. Yeah, I do. Especially when it be like the conservatives and then racist white people. Them be the main ones. Them be the ones that comment going back and forth on. When it be all of the racist people. I wake up at like 6 a.m. on the news articles on like Fox and shit. I'm like, let me see what they say in these articles. And I do it all the time.
So let's jump into it, ladies. This WAP video is dropped. Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. Let me go back. We got two emails. We got two emails. Let me go back to them. Because folks have been asking about when y'all coming back. So, all right. This one comes from Oh, Thomas, he says, both of these ladies are so pretty. I ain't gonna front. They bad. I ain't gonna front. They bad. And they got something to say. Now, what do y'all think about this whole situation going on with Megan Thee Stallion getting shot in the foot by Tory Lanez? I think she might have been kirking on him a little bit, and he just emptied the clip on accident. What y'all think?
For me, the verdict is still out. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. Like, because I heard that, first I heard he didn't do it. I mean, this is, of course, when it first happened, right? So I heard that he didn't do it. Then as time progressed, I heard he did it. And then I heard that they were dating. And I'm like, well, they were dating? Like, I didn't even know that. I knew that they were real cool because I always seen them, like, together. Like, even in Miami for Super Bowl weekend, I had seen them together, but not, like, together. You know what I mean? Almost like a, you know, everybody together type thing. They weren't, like, up on each other. I just thought they was real cool. So, I don't know about that. I'm just all over the place with it because all of the information I keep getting, I just don't know. My thing is whoever did it is fucked up. Whether he did it, somebody else. I don't think there's a good reason behind trying to shoot somebody in the goddamn foot. I'm just, I don't know. Don't get me blind. I don't fucking know shit.
What you got, Keith?
I don't have enough information to really comment on that shit because it's so weird to me.
What you got, Key?
And she won't say nothing. I think that's mainly my thing. Like, she won't physically, verbally say he did it.
That's why you question it.
Like, when I say I'm lost, like, I'm truly lost. Like, I don't know. Shit. I don't know. I'm going to sit this one out, y'all. Fuck it. Let me sit this one. I really don't know. I'm so confused on it.
What about you, Key? you finna sit it out too?
I want to hear what you have to say because, like, I promise. And usually I'll be having shit to say. I'm so lost on this one. So let me hear what you got to say, Key. Okay. I promise I'm lost.
My response is going to be a little, it's going to sound desensitized because we don't know the specifics of everything that's going on or whatever. I love the Stallion. Like, whenever she comes to St. Louis, I make sure I'm going to see her. When her music come out, I listen to it. But she's really just been, like, getting the fuck on my nerves. Because first of all, if your dick is shot in your feet, that sucks bad. Like, I feel for you. You shouldn't have had to experience that. You shouldn't have to endure that and all that. However, if you're not going to speak on the specifics, why the fuck are you speaking about it, period? And then now I'm getting annoyed to the point that, like, I feel like the shit is dragging. Because now you're playing victim, and you may very well be victim, but we ain't heard this nigga's side. I'm not finna make him, like, a suspect or a perpetrator, and we don't know the full story because we know you're a victim, but we don't know who you're a victim to. And while you're not saying anything, you keep insinuating that with Tory Lanez because you're not denying it. And I think that shit is
right. See, that's my thing. That's so right.
And then she be claiming like she going through it and shit. What the fuck you always on motherfucking social media for? This is like even before WAP. I know you got to be on there to promote your business and all of that, but all of this other shit that you going through, you sad that your parents is dead. I'm fucking sad my daddy is dead too, but I'm not turning a motherfucking social media and Instagram getting on that motherfucker crying about it. Like, bitch, if you that hurt, you are a millionaire right now. I'm gonna need for you to hire one of them real good ass therapists that's out there in Orange County, and you need to handle that shit off of social media. But you want this motherfucker posting regularly for, like, attention, and I don't like that shit, because before anything comes out, I don't want his character defamed. Because if it comes out that he didn't do it, and he very may well have done it, but if he didn't, she done already kind of set the stone that the nigga gonna be guilty and people gonna look at him away anyway. Mm-hmm. That's how they do a lot of men when men get accused of shit, whether or not like they're righted or they're wronged for it anyway. So I thought that shit was whack of her.
Yeah, because she never said he didn't. Or
yeah, he did. She riding that wave, and that shit is stupid.
Yeah, and so it's like, that's why
I know legally you can't say a lot of things, period.
Right.
Legally, you can't say a lot of things. You don't need to discuss it at all until it comes out. And then you can cry about the shit, call him he ain't shit, and all of this other thing. You know, rah-rah, we gonna back you and all of that. But until then, get the fuck on. Mm. You look thirsty.
Yeah.
And I love her still, and I'll still go to all of her concerts and listen to all of her music, but that shit is whack.
Hey, okay. It's interesting. I mean, this can transition into the WAP video. What y'all think about the WAP video before we talk about the world's
Well, you can tell by the look on my face, so.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Here's the thing. This is actually interesting. Okay, so like I'm a huge Cardi fan. I'm not afraid to say it. I know people who can't stand Cardi. I love Cardi, right? And I'm kind of opposite of Key. I'm not really a Meg fan like that. Like I'm just like whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? However, I will say this. He came with it on this motherfucking song. So like I'm the type of person, like, I ain't, you know how some people, if they don't like somebody, they standing on it, they not gonna give them props no matter what. Like, nah, I'm not that person. Like, Meg came the fuck with it on this song, period. Like, I mean, I love the video. I love the aesthetics. The visuals were crazy. I loved all of the cameos except for one.
I can guess which one that is.
Yeah, we ain't even got to talk about that. I loved everything about it. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the whole backlash with people talking about, you know, role models for our kids, man, if y'all don't shut the first off, they're not the first two people, male or female, artist-wise, who took it there. They're just not, and they're not gonna be the last.
She's
what I don't like,
video now. What
I don't like is how people are really like up in arms about this shit.
Yeah, he said just the video feedback.
Oh. He did?
Yeah.
I'm listening. I got excited. So I'll go back.
Yes.
I love the video.
Very, you don't have to go into it. Yeah, we just give your initial reactions at first, like the song, the video.
Their looks were fucking out crazy. The looks, listen, man. Between Cardi's leopard look and Meg's
Libra.
White tiger look, let me tell you something. That shit was out of here. Out of here. And I really like when they were together with the yellow and the purple doing that dance sequence. Man, look, I love everything about the video. Period. I have nothing bad to say.
Okay. What about you, Kia?
So I actually like the video more than the song. I could watch the video all day. Every day, but you know, I'm a big visual person. Like, back to like the Nicki Minaj and 6ix9ine trolls video, like I almost get into trance and hypnotized, and that's just one of the videos for me. Almost everything about the video was perfect to me, and I almost feel a type of way because I'm mad at how new Cardi B is in the gang, and they done just hooked her up with the best motherfucking video shoot stylist, director, whoever the hell, because she never has a fucking, her hair be laid. She don't have a fucking split end in any of her looks. And I feel a type of way about it because my good sis, Nicki Minaj, had to work her way up. But that's neither here nor there.
Boy, that Nicki Minaj camp stay heavy hating, boy.
I'm just saying,
Nicki got to work her way up.
Come out of the game like that, who don't even know how to rap. Just get that nominal of a team. Bitch, that costs a lot of fucking money to have a team that
I don't think she came out the gate with it, sis. You remember how Cardi was looking.
Yeah, but
it's so like think about the Love and Hip Hop how she looked.
It went from like 0 to 100. It ain't gradually go up like 0, 25 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour. Okay, now we on the interstate 60. Okay, now we in a rural area, it's a 70. No, she went straight 0 to 100. Girl, your bag, that budget ain't get that big out of nowhere. Someone is doing favors. But the video was phenomenal. I don't have a problem with Kylie being in there. I liked Kylie's appearance because it was a hoe house. She's a hoe. And she was in the house. The only thing I wish is, this is me being biased, but I prefer leopard print on tones of melanin. I would have rather her outfit been like red or something. And then it really made me feel old because I didn't know none of the mother bitches that was featured other than Normani. I was like, who are these girls? Like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to be excited because I don't know who the fuck these bitches is.
Because you old.
I didn't even know who Normani was till somebody said it. I didn't know who the other girl was, Suki or whatever. I didn't know who that
Sukiana,
was.
Like, Sukiana.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
What she doing? Sing, rap?
I don't know.
I just looked up who was in it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so, you know, I felt the type of way because I'm like, oh, I'm at that age. I don't know.
I mean, I know the girl Ruby Rose. I know.
I don't know her either.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's if you're a degenerate man on Instagram, you know who Ruby Rose is. So
what's she do? She porn?
No. She's a singer or a rapper or something. But cats and dudes know her just from Instagram pictures.
Okay, yeah, I never.
And then like another one was because I looked at the list, I thought it was like Mulatto. Y'all heard of Mulatto?
I only
Which one was Mulatto?
I don't even know. I just looked at the list of people that was in it.
I have to look at it again because I mean they play her stuff, especially here, of course. They play her stuff all the time on the radio, but I don't know how she looked.
I watched her video.
She looked like she's like mixed or lighter or whatever. But I didn't even know that was her until somebody
just I'm gonna share my screen real quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna share my screen. It's her right here. I just shared the screen, like, so y'all can see. That's her.
Okay, I have to watch it again to see like what was her looking
at. I watched that GQ video right there when she got the Gucci on. That was good. That's one of my favorite things.
Oh, right here. Okay.
Just a plug, if you guys watch GQ, watch their 10 things you can't live without of all of the rappers and actors and white people and celebrities. I've actually purchased some amazing items off of those lists because they post them before.
So let's get into the backlash now. Angie, you was already ready to run at it. Go ahead.
Backlash.
And it's weird. It's a lot of like white, random white Republican white dudes getting mad. Like you ain't even in this.
I ain't seen none from no white people.
Hold on. I'm gonna show y'all this tweet from Ben Shapiro. He's this right wing dude. He's basically saying his white pussy ain't that wet, and then like she need to go to the doctor if it's really wet. And everybody was like, you know your girl pussy's supposed to be wet, right?
Wow. Yeah, see, I didn't hear anything as far as, you know, from any celebrities or, you know, politicians or anything like that. I'm just going off of what I just was seeing, like, on my timeline from, you know, a couple of pick-me's. And not saying that they're on my friends list, but let's just say if one of my friends that's a guy posted something about it, then you know they're friends with the pick me's, because I try to keep their asses off my goddamn friends list. I'm just gonna be honest here, but anyway, so like just seeing a lot of the comments just in, whether it was on my timeline or even just in friends of mine in the comments, it just was like I mean, they were just really upset. Like, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here. And here's the thing. I'm a mom. I have a daughter. You know what I'm saying? My daughter hip as a motherfucker. She is. But at the same time, no, she is. Capri, let me tell y'all something. Capri hip as a motherfucker. However, she's the sweetest child ever. And she makes straight A's. You know what I mean? Like, and she knows right from wrong. I say that to say, I parent my child. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Does she know who Meg Thee Stallion is? Absolutely. Does she know who Cardi is? Absolutely. Does she listen to them? Absolutely. Now, it's some songs that she doesn't listen to now. Don't get me wrong. She don't listen to the, you know, like she wouldn't be listening to WAP. However, but again, that's my job as a parent to filter the certain things. I don't shelter her from absolutely everything, but she's, even if she were to hear it, let me just say that, if whether she heard it on YouTube, whether she hears it, you know, at one of her friend's houses or whatever, my daughter knows right from wrong, though, is what I'm saying. Like, you have to be that type of parent to where even if they are exposed to it outside of yourself, that they still know right from wrong. Same with me growing up. Shit. Listening to Eazy-E and all that.
That's
shit.
What I was going to say. Because how old is your daughter again, Angie?
She's 10. Just turned 10 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She knows right from wrong. You know what I mean? But I parent her that way. So it's not like, you better not be listening to that shit. Oh, whoop your ass. And you know what I'm saying? All that. Like, no. She knows who these artists are, y'all. You know what I mean? She listens to the music. Again, not all of the music. But she does listen to me. I got a video on my phone right now of her rapping, Girls in the Hood by Meg Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't. Now, here's the thing. Would I post that? Nah, because I know how people are, and I don't want to have to cuss nobody out about my daughter. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So that's something that I'll keep in my personal phone collection because I just know how people act. But again, it's about you knowing your child and you being the parent and you knowing how to filter certain things and your child knowing right from wrong. So all that, you know, expecting these people to be role models, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, they're entertainers. You can't expect for everybody to be, let's just say, a Michelle Obama. You can't. That's not them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's not them. It's not in their DNA to be that type of person. Everybody is different. And that's it just annoys the fuck out of me when I see pick-me's or prude women or even men for that matter that be, oh, y'all like hoes. It's entertainment. Like, y'all, come on now. Even as an adult, I know the difference. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like nobody, for one. Let's just be honest. However, I can listen to whatever the fuck I want to listen to. That don't mean that I'm doing it. And even if I am doing it, guess what?
That's your my choice.
Fucking business. That's my whole thing. Like, I love hoes. And I seen one girl say, Cardi said that she don't cook or clean, but she still got a ring. Oh my God, these new age women are doomed. Bitch, shut the fuck up. There are plenty of women like Cardi who don't cook or clean and still got a ring. You're just mad, sis, because you felt like that was the requirement. It ain't no requirement to get no ring. The only requirement to get a ring is to be breathing. Period. I can't stand that whole requirement. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. That's that pick me shit I be talking about. Like, all you have to do is be breathing. A man gonna wife who they want to wife. Period. But even still, if that's what he wants, if a man says, okay, I prefer my wife to cook and clean, that's his choice. However, that's not like the requirement, like, oh my God, I cook and clean, girl, I'm wifey material. Girl, bye. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, because y'all know I go off on the
ring. Well, I mean, my question is like, who say she's not cooking and cleaning though, but she just said that on the song?
That too. That too. And then you got people, well, I mean, well, she rich. I'm sure she got a cleaning lady and a maid. There are people, it's people who don't have that kind of money and they still don't cook or clean.
Yeah.
The man may do it. Or they may hire a cleaning lady. It's not that fucking expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all. Like, people just, they do too much. And I can't. So, like, a lot of the bashing with it, I expected it. And I made this post. I expected it from the women. I did. Because I know how, you know, a lot of women can be. But I was surprised to see the number of men who was really just like,
me too.
I'm like, whoa, really, nigga? Really? Like, you the main motherfucker that'll cheat on your wife with a bitch that's talking like that. Or may look like. I'm just being honest. Come on now.
No, you love black because it's real though.
You got such a problem with it, but that's the them the type of people that you will cheat with no problem.
Oh, I have her for like 5 years too on the low low.
Listen, and paying all her bills, but going but going half on the bills with your prude ass, pick me ass wife, nigga. But anyway. That's that on that.
that's funny though, man. That's funny. What about you, Key?
To like piggyback a little bit off of what you said, like when some chick was like, these new age generation, I guess they fail to realize that rappers, singers, all the poets, fucking authors, they don't all write from their experience. They write for other people, like in regards to other people. And motherfuckers just take shit so personal these days.
I was
surprised at like the outcome of all of this. And it's just a couple things I thought. The first thing I thought, I was like, oh, these males and females, they're just bitching and complaining just to make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you got a wet ass pussy, whether you got a dry ass pussy, regardless, if you're confident in yourself, why do I give a fuck what they're talking about? And I have to let somebody know that. Like, if you so confident within yourself, whether you're a prude or not, what you worried about what the next female doing or what she say? Either say it or you don't and move along. Simple as that. And I feel like a lot of guys, like, another thing, the men, so this is what they were talking about. And this may be like, you know, a reach. I don't think it's a reach, but it's my opinion, so whatever. This is what they were talking about when they were like, black men or the white men of America or some shit like that. Because
yeah, black men and white
talk about like how it's so degrading and bad for women. Like, the first thing that came in my mind was all of these racists, like, well, if black people wouldn't kill themselves or if they cared about their own community. I was like, damn. Like, the only difference is the topic and the verbiage, but y'all are reacting the exact same way over something that's so nominal and not important and unharmful to everyone. You can't say that, like, this is a fucking song.
Right. Like, really?
All the time. We watching Pussy Valley. It's a whole show. Like, we just watch Rick Ross and 2 Chainz throw money on naked ass strippers. That's
say
what
it.
We like to do.
Say
we didn't love BET Uncut. We fucking like Tip Drill when the credit card go through the
all of that.
Pussy pop it. Bands to make her dance, all of this shit. Matter of fact, when I was 4, one of my favorite songs, I'ma be a freak until the day, until the
dawn. Come on, Dina.
That was 94. So you mean to tell me some bitches talk about some wet ass pussy is just like, oh.
Yes.
This is fucking it.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
Ass videos, like, we have a history of loving this shit. So, and matter of fact, motherfucking C Girls and Cardi B just came out with a full twerk video, like, what was it, a year or two ago?
Right.
When they had their whole asses painted in, like, body paint. And you're more offended about this shit. I'm like, y'all niggas
is I can't fake it.
Over some, like, little bitty shit. Like, who fucking... We like sexual naked culture. If not, like, bottle girls and strippers wouldn't be so heavy the way that they are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, baby mamas wouldn't be a reason to be a celebrity. Like, that's just...
That's right.
It's just a part of the shit. Like, how was this song... Like, I didn't even want to get into it because I'm like, you know what? These niggas is tripping. Period. And I saw some shit on... It was like some meme. It was like... Black American princesses, and then it was like WAP at the bottom with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. At the top, I want to say it was motherfucking Lauryn Hill and somebody. And I said Lauryn Hill probably was busting that pussy up for all them Jamaican ass niggas. They don't fucking know just because she wasn't fucking ghetto broke shit.
No, that's real shit.
The nerve of them to think that this bitch is just, you know, so holy and pure because
that's
bitch,
how they do. That's how they be, though.
Annoying.
That's how they be.
Hurt to me about it. Just because a bitch got an afro or a natural hairstyle, I don't make these hoes pure.
They be baby, listen.
You know, hoeing ain't just specific or exclusive to certain hairstyles. Bitches hoe with bald heads. Bitches hoe with BDBs. Bitches hoe with bundles. And I'm
bitches hoe with bundles.
They do, though. They do. And, yeah. And you know, it's like people got to get off that shit. She's absolutely correct. Like, you got some women who, you know what I'm saying, six-figure women, you know what I'm saying, and highest professions, fully dressed. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean that they ain't doing some hoe-ass shit. And then you might have somebody that's a stripper with bundles all the way down to her ankles. You know how they be wearing them real long now. You might have a bitch that's stripped with the hair all the way down to her ankles and ain't doing nothing. But guess who's gonna get judged? That stripper, you better fucking know it. Period. Just because of how she may look and what she's doing for some money. You know what I mean? I know some teachers and executives, baby, listen. Nurses that will suck the dick through the hole of a boxer.
Me, like, strippers are paid to sell a dream, not the fuck y'all.
Thank you. That's it. That's it.
And cost center girls, them be the bitches that be busting it open.
You better know it. You better know it. And it's just amazing how people just, they quick to judge or quick to, like, man, get the fuck out of here with all that. I don't hear none of that.
I just feel like they was just doing that just to make themselves feel better. I didn't even go back and forth.
I agree.
From my timelines and stuff.
I agree. I definitely wasn't going back and forth. But just to read it, it was just like, yeah, something else.
Yeah, I saw so many dudes like, man, I was like, dude, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Y'all hating on what's crackulating out here for the other cats.
Like, let me find out you a pick me paw, nigga.
I'm like, hold on, man. Like, this is for everybody to enjoy.
That nigga was even like, when Cardi B, I was like, I want him to stick his throat. What'd you say?
Touch the back of the dangly thing in the back of my throat. Yeah.
Some of the that's so mad was like, it's called a uvulva or something. I was like, damn, I thought it was a taco. I'm really happy she did say dangly thing. Shit, I knew what she was talking about.
Dangly things sound better.
Because you can't touch that dangly thing, motherfucker. That's how you know.
I'm gonna say dangly thing.
Yeah.
And you don't want nobody having to Google in the middle of your lyrics on a song like that either. Like, hold on, what's she say? Like, you're okay, hold on, man. Hey, pause that, G. Let me Google that real quick.
It's dangly thing.
It's dangly thing.
I thought it was tonsil this whole time. Like, he said that. I said, oh my God, I don't even Google it. I was like, wow.
He's right.
He's really got to get the fuck on because he's a little too bothered for me.
Okay, get your ass out of here.
What's the craziest thing y'all read about or seen somebody say?
You said the what now?
What's the craziest thing? That was the craziest thing you saw, Key?
It's a uvulva, whatever the shit is called. Bitch, use a uvulva.
Well, mine is, like I said, I do Ben Shapiro. He says, as I also discussed on my show, my only real concern is that women involve and who apparently require a bucket and a mop for their vagina, get the medical care they require. My doctor's wife, differential diagnosis, bacterial vaginosis, yeast infection, or trichinomas. So somebody hit him back and is like, I'm sorry your wife has never squirted. DM me her email and I'll change that for her. So people just start going in on him. And this dude like a wannabe politician, and they going in on him talking about, you must not be doing it right.
My wife ain't got that wet, just say it.
Just say that.
Don't speak for the rest of us, especially.
Please don't.
Us population who pregnant right now.
Please don't.
Like, Like, it's ridiculous at this point. Like,
I'm over it.
Oh, I can't wait to the next just vulgar ass nigga song come out. Oh, I'm just
this one that came out probably 10 minutes ago.
Right? Y'all are supporting this shit? Wait till Yo Gotti come out with another song.
No, y'all wanna know what's really funny?
Are we really going to accept this nigga talking about cocaine music? It's not music, it's music.
Here's the thing. I'm a huge Janet fan, always have been, all right? Janet got some songs that's way nastier than WAP. But you know why don't nobody trip off of it? Because she's singing it in that little whisper-ass voice. Have y'all heard Warmth? Have y'all heard Moist? Like, come on now.
Rope Burn?
Here's the thing. Like, that's why I'm be like, y'all need to get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know, because they're rappers. And like he said, because of how they, you know, dress or look. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Even Janae. Y'all heard Janae's song with her sister on the way?
Oh, my God.
Cool Joy?
Yeah, I heard
Listen.
It.
No, for real.
Listen. So I don't want to hear none of that. Like I said, they not the first and they won't be the fucking last, man. They need to just get the fuck out of here with all that. I think people just want to get on them because they're rappers and because they're more in your face with it. You know what I mean? You know, they're a little bit more aggressive with it, of course, because they are rappers opposed to singers.
You gotta be something.
Like, my thing is, so fucking what? That don't mean that they're masculine.
No, it's got to be something else because look, Kim is the nastiest as they come. And then like Trina,
she's talking about drinking babies.
Hope you got a mouth or a dick. I want to run. That's like the nastiest song. It's got to be something deeper than it. You know what it is? Dudes just want to be females so bad.
So bad. Mm. If you want to be a lady, sis, just say.
What do you mean? What do y'all mean by that? I mean, I know what y'all mean by that, but
female.
They just want the privileges of being a woman. Like, what do y'all mean by that?
No, they're just mad that women are so. I'm not going to say they. The men who do not know how to control women, because there's a lot of masculine men out here. Be like, yeah, my bitch can say all of that, but bring your ass over here. The men trouble controlling women or feeling like to the fullest extent their full masculinity around women, they're the ones who have the biggest problem with this shit. Because they're the aggressors. They're the ones that want to be like, hey, give me this pussy, instead of a girl being like, okay, what's up with their dick? They intimidated. They're scary. Like little hoes.
They are. Them the same ones that be making posts like, I know y'all seen it, making posts like, you know, we want a woman. We'll like for it to be treated every now and then. We want surprise gifts every now and then. Take us on a date. Them the same type of niggas that say that shit. If you want to be a woman, you want me to send you some roses too, sis? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
He want his teeth sucked. And
listen, why I said that one time?
You said he wanted, y'all got to stop with that.
I said that one time. Because it was like it was a meme. And it said, take him out on a date. Just saying all this stuff. Take him, do this for him. And so I put in the comments, suck his titties with a rolling eye emoji. Because like, that's all I see when I see that. That's what I see.
Yeah, they're
bend him over.
They're vagina.
So you think this is just a thing of just a little bit more of a beta male thing, like being upset about this video?
Huh?
Y'all think it's more beta men that are upset about this video?
Absolutely.
You know, Alpha Man was turned on.
Listen.
I was like, hey, for everybody, you know.
Listen.
I mean, them the same type of guys that go to the strip club, lust over like these Instagram models and stuff, mm-hmm. and a fine ass girl that wear like a tight fitting dress. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with that on.
Mm.
Them the same niggas.
Ooh.
A lot of them. And fellas, listen to this, you'll be surprised. A lot of them are actually your homeboys. And not only that, they normally tell us to change when we're around y'all. your friends because
really
they feel in a way.
That for real, like dudes have told y'all that they're like around my boys.
Not me, because I don't fuck with baby niggas. So
the guy who was like,
but I know exactly what she's talking about though, for sure. He didn't feel dumb be them type of niggas.
Certain type of leggings and shit around his friends and shit. I'm like, oh, wow. Way. He's a bitch. Okay.
Wow, I've never had one. I've never thought about like, hey, yo, you can't wear that around Chris and them. Like, no, like
the guys they're never in front of y'all ever. But then you know, I normally, you know, I got guys like, yeah, your ass looks fat. Like they happy, like my friends for the CD, this is me. And then you got the friends like, don't wear that. Because they know they ain't about shit. They know they friend is the better pick.
Or they are. I mean, but if you can't have your lady around your friends, then what kind of homeboy is that? To me, this, if I gotta tell her to be a different way.
When they don't mind their woman being around their friends. They just don't want them to be looking a certain way. They wouldn't care if she had on goddamn basketball shorts and a loose ass t-shirt. Yeah. That's what she's saying.
Damn. Okay.
Whack shit, basically.
I missed that part of the game because I thought part of the game was. Is that you want to have the baddest one out there in front of your boys
and make show off.
Yeah, that's what I thought the game was. I missed this
one in the game, but if you're not confident in yourself, you don't think that you deserve the baddest one in the game. This is people don't discuss this stuff with their homeboys because they'll have a homeboy like, yeah, I got the baddest bitch because I deserve. Dudes be knowing what chicks they deserve and don't deserve. Like,
oh, they know.
Just like women know what dudes they supposed to get, they know everybody know a pond they supposed to be fishing in.
Exactly.
Everybody knows what pond you supposed to be fishing in, like, and sometimes you think you supposed to be in the right pond, you're in the wrong one sometimes, and you'll find out real fast.
Like when a lot of chicks, because I mean I'm going hard on guys, but when a lot of chicks be like, yeah, I want a millionaire, I want a baller, I want a this, I want a that. Bitch, you know you don't deserve it, man. You ain't got shit to bring to the table.
And then, you look like a dirty girl.
That's what money is. You ain't got the look. You ain't got the because you ain't got.
You can't even carry yourself around a nigga like that, bitch. Calm your dirty ass down.
And every girl just feel like they deserve a man with money. Nah, a lot of you girls, your lane is that Walmart shopping dude. And ain't nothing wrong with Walmart. It's honest living. Look, you keep working at Walmart and you be that nigga when you work in Walmart. But that's a lot of chicks' lanes. It's a lot of chicks out here that know good and goddamn well they don't deserve a nigga with the big bag. But swear that they
swear that they do.
Girl, we all got pussies.
They don't even know how to act. They don't even know how to act with a dude like that, man. They don't know how to act like,
But because that's that's a special thing though. That's kind of the je ne sais quoi, like a little bit of like, you got to have some extra when you're dealing with certain different type of people, right? Is that what you're saying, Angie?
You got to have a certain mentality.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to have a certain mentality. You got to have a certain mindset. That's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to know. Everybody can't be with, and this is outside of the kids, because everybody like the down future. And I know, Key, I know you love future, but what I'm saying is every female can't deal with the future.
They can't deal with the future.
They can't. And I'm not talking about the kids stuff, because again, people always come out. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying just him, period. You know what I mean? Every female can't deal with a dude like that. They just can't. They don't know how to handle a nigga like that. Period. They can't. Every girl can't handle, you know, even every bitch can't even handle a Chris Brown. They cannot. They could stay all day. You know what I'm saying? And I fucks with both of them, by the way. So this is not a shade to those guys at all, because I fucks with them heavy. But what I'm saying is there's certain type of women. A certain type of women can deal with them, is what I'm saying. You can't just be no little corny ass. You cannot to deal with no nigga like that. Sit your ass down, baby, and get with Jaleel White as Steve Urkel.
No, because they can't do those either. Let me put down in a more realistic term.
Hold on, why can't they break this down? Why can't they do them either?
Because they're are still celebrities. They may be old, and that's old money. Celebrity Jaleel White, that nigga was popping from the 80s to like what, the
early 2000s.
Fucking Louis can't get with that one. You'll be easier getting to a Future before you get to a Jaleel White or a Usher, minus whatever
kills. Right.
But to break it down in realistic terms, not even just celebrity, I ain't even gotta do celebrity. We're regular people. I'm a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. I run across a lot of people of all financial backgrounds. Mm-hmm. The millionaires in the real estate world, the black ones, they got a type. They know what type they want to fuck with. I've dated one. And the one that I've dated, like, we were cool enough. He told me, like, different girls and stuff in the city that that's we used to date. All of them tend to be the same girls that I ran into in different circles. So like the millionaires or the black millionaires, they date a certain different type of caliber than like the Arab and the white millionaires. Okay. And okay, let me scoot it over. So we went from the black millionaires, we're gonna take it down a little bit. We're gonna take it to the popular street niggas in the city. They're on, they have a certain type too. Yeah, they'll hit anything because they're accessible. They can contact any type of chick, from the girl that works at rallies, the girls that work at Dollar Walmart, the bottle girl, the stripper, the call center girl, the girl with the master's degree with the good job. They have access to all of them. But at the end of the day, for the girl that they're going to be seen with in public, it's a different caliber of girl. And I'm not talking about like a whole LeBron high school sweetheart type of thing. No, they know that it's lanes to this. It's levels.
It's levels. Mm-hmm.
Like in St. Louis, it's certain type of girls in St. Louis. Like, you know, if you're here, oh, if you're like me, we're going to probably then ran a couple of the same circles. Same thing go with Atlanta girls, Atlanta hot girls. Not talking about, you know, the higher end, the bougie ones, the ones that, you know, only fuck with the rappers and the celebrities. But for every lane, it's going to be a certain type of chick like, oh, we didn't probably dated a couple of the same kind of, because that's the caliber. And it'd be different girls that's not on that level. Like, you could be a level 7. You ain't even got to be like straight 10. You could be a level 7. And it'll be some chicks on like level 4 that think that they fucking with the same type of guy with you. Yeah, no. Y'all have probably had sex.
That's it.
Had some kind of
difference.
It's different levels.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
That's true. It's definitely true. That's definitely true.
I mean, we can even take it to like the call center. Hardworking electrician, engineers and stuff, lawyers. Good at, guy with a good ass job, 401k, IRA, got his shit together. He got a certain type of chick. He want a boss ass chick that got all his assets together too. And
so
bitches that
absolutely.
I'm gonna just say this, and I don't mean no shade, because I think the world of this occupation, like, I think they're the greatest ever. They don't create enough.
I definitely feel where it's going.
Like the teacher. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, of course, it's amazing teachers out there. Yeah, they'll wipe a teacher or something like that. But when you got like engineers and all of that, them niggas looking for like executives and
they are
900 companies too. Like, it's left. It ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? Because I can't just pick on and be like, oh, the girl that works at fast food or the girl that work in the call center. No, CNAs and shit, you ain't got no motherfucking chance. You do have a chance, but your chances of bagging an engineer or a really prominent electrician and you a CNA, nah, stay in your line.
Yeah.
Well, so like what you said, they are. Fuck you. they even fuck with you to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But You're right. It's just, that's the truth. And you know, you have to tell some bitches, you know, like she said, they'd be, you know, they'd be so heavy. God, they'd be so heavy on social media. Like, bitch, you got a better chance. You fuck with the nigga who worked for Delta. And I'm not even talking about the pilot. I'm talking about who get the bags and put them
the
on.
You're talking about the baggage handler.
Who worked the ramp. Like, you know, because bitches be so fucking heavy, though. Like, and I just shake my head, y'all. Like, the stuff I be seeing. Like, do y'all forget that a lot of us know you in real life? Relax.
Oh, you're saying that you think people be, like, false flagging in, like even more. Like, what? No, I mean, I know that in general, but I'm just saying, like,
they give them.
I'm just agreeing with what Keith's saying as far as the whole level thing. You know, you got these women who, like she said, they be out here just acting so hit. Oh, you know, yeah, niggas this and da da da. Give me a nigga with this and bread and a bag, girl.
Nah. Good night. You probably had you a nice street nigga who had the extra money, who it didn't hurt his pocket skinny. Yeah, he threw you a couple hundred. He don't fuck with you like that. Cause then you in a
exactly. And my thing is, they be killing me with that. Like, with then half the time it be block hustlers. They don't even be no boss. Girl, I need you to relax. You fucking with these niggas who girl, seriously. Relax, you know what I mean.
She said, "You messing with the black captain."
He sell a couple grams. He out here telling everybody he trapping. Boy, sit down, like it's cute, baby.
You gotta go check in at 6 a.m. every baby. Morning. Baby,
seriously, no.
So, ladies, what do y'all think about this presidential election with Joe Biden and just announced Kamala Harris as his running mate? Some people are upset. Some people are excited. What do y'all feel? Kiara, I'll let you go first.
So, this is my thing. The first and foremost thing is she needs to get them together because I don't know how to pronounce her name. I don't know if it's Kamala or Kamala.
It's Kamala. It's Kamala Harris.
So, correct them every time, black girl.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, it's sis or Trump. Simple as that. And then I'm getting mad when I'm seeing a lot of people. And again, I'm seeing this more from men. Black men, like, oh my goodness, why did you vote for her? People are excited. Why are they excited? And I have to comment on one of them. Like, well, first of all, I'm excited because regardless of the past, to be a VP, and you're black, and you're a woman, and you're a Howard alumni, and you're an AKA, that's a major achievement, and that's something that my nieces can look up to and aspire to, period, before you put all of that other bullshit out there. So I'm going to give her flowers. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. And then, literally, either them or Donald Trump. Ain't no, oh, I can do independent or whatever, they're not gonna fucking win. We don't even know what the fuck is independent. It's either it's one or the other. So not voting, that's Trump. Choosing somebody else, that's Trump. You either go with them or you don't. So I don't even understand what is there an argument about. Like, we literally just had this conversation, like, oh, they didn't did this, it was mass black incarceration. Look how the fuck we are living right now. We can't even walk into a motherfucking store without a mask. Like, jobs are closed. And y'all niggas want to talk about some shit that happened 20 years ago, 20, 30 years, 10, however long it is. And look at the living conditions that we're literally in today. Mm-hmm. Can't even go to the beach. Can't even go to we can't even go to the fucking strip club. They closed Onyx.
Onyx, they end up closing it down again?
Yeah, they closed it down again. They closed Marquee. I can't go to a brunch party.
Damn.
I'm fucking pregnant. I can't even go to a regular restaurant and sit in and have a good fucking day because of the conditions of what we're living in. And y'all niggas really trip off of, oh, well, 10, 20 years ago. How about we handle going back to our regular schedule program first?
Yeah.
Bitch about some shit that happened 20 years ago like a motherfucker can't change. Because if that's the case, like, You hard now? Wasn't you a bitch ass nigga 10 years ago? What changed?
A lot of us were.
I think it's just stupid.
It's been a bad year for black men, though. This last 2 years, we've been slacking as black men. We've been slacking.
I mean, that's their fault. Because at the end of the day, no matter how much they fuck up, overall, as black women, we're going to have y'all back. Because, you know, black
every time.
Y'all want to fucking feel sorry for y'allselves. Stop fucking feeling sorry for y'allselves. That's we got y'all back. Duh, clearly.
But y'all also said the same thing. I look at those same dudes that be saying it. Those are the same dudes that are the dudes y'all talking about just previously. It's those same dudes that's going to be saying that in my eyes.
I mean, it is. And the fact of the matter is, it's a whole bunch of them, so.
Yeah, damn, man. More and more every day, I realize that statement about black men being the white men.
And these single mothers are raising them like that, too, so.
Oh, you think... So you basically a whole bunch of pick me moms making pick me sons?
Yeah.
So.
All right, Angie, what do you think about it?
Listen. There is in our community, because that's where I see it, the absolute most. Black mamas and they sons is, listen, that shit. Kiara, I'm begging you, don't be like that. And what I'm talking about is, I'm talking about the black mamas who will raise their sons to be the exact type of people who they complain about. They raise their sons to be these mama ass boys who my son, ain't no girl good enough for. Nobody. They don't even want their damn sons that for real have a girlfriend for the most part. You know what I mean? It's almost like they want to be their son girlfriend. Like, do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no. My son
is my king. My son is my son. And then when they son get older, they trying to figure out why their son is a bitch ass nigga. You did that, sis. I mean, that from acting like that. Yes, you're supposed to speak life into your son. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, being that backbone for your son. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about coddling your son. I'm talking about, you know, raising your daughter to be so super independent, and your son don't have, he ain't doing no chores in the house. He in there on Fortnite. You know what I mean? He ain't got no type of housely duties, but you making sure that your daughter know how to keep a clean house. You making sure your daughter know how to sweep, know how to wash dishes, know how to cook, know how to clean, know how to, you know what I'm saying? You raising your daughter to be this independent woman and not ever need a man. So then when they get older, now we got this divide, because you got the dudes that's like, shit, if you can't be like my mama, I don't want you. And then you got the women like, shit, honey, I ain't finna take care of you, you know, because she that super, super independent woman. And then you got, like, that shit crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's a constant circle.
Man, what? What? And you have a lot of women with these sons, and they don't even see it. And everybody that I know, I'm talking women my age and older, every woman that I know that has both a son and a daughter, I even see it. I see it with my own eyes, and I ask them. I be like, well, how do you feel about your daughter doing this? Well, how you feel about your son doing this? It's just, the shit is nuts. Like, it really would blow your mind. And even they have to sit and be like, damn, I am way harder on my daughter. I am way harder making sure she do this. I am making sure that she, you know, is a lady and only date one boy. I'm making sure my son have all the bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is amazing. Oh shit, I don't want, they tell their sons, don't you get no one girl. Don't, what you want one girlfriend for? He 20. You don't need one girl. Have all of them. Tell their daughters at 16, just get one. They ain't finna tell their daughters to date multiple people. That shit ain't happening. That shit ain't happening nowhere, right? Come on, y'all. The shit ain't happening nowhere.
So you shouldn't be telling your sons that
I pay attention to. And again, in our community, because I ain't gonna front y'all, I don't really care about what the clip people do. That I don't give a fuck about that. But there's certain things that I watch, and I'm talking about with my own family members though, you know what I'm saying? With my homeboys, and you know, I pay attention, and it's like, man, like this shit, black mamas and they son, that shit is a for real. Let me tell you something.
It's almost like a fetish. It's like listen. A subconscious fetish. It isn't like one of those things, but it's one of those things like, y'all gotta stop this shit because
listen, I'm trying to tell the shit is nuts. And when you really just sit back and look, you'll be like, man, this is a real issue.
No, it's a
the mamas don't even notice it though.
They don't.
Until you really sit them down and you say something, they don't even notice it. It's just that's just what it is.
Is it just that they have an attack? They want to make
mention that. Their son, y'all, and they whole face change. And you mention their daughter and they kind of slick rolling their eyes. I'm just being honest.
And you know, I fair share of guys who mamas did not fuck with me. Daddies love me. But the mamas,
of course,
not a fan. And I bet because you know I take that little nigga away from you.
Yeah. Mm. And it's like, but that's the thing. Like, why would they even think that in the first place?
Is it a thing like that? Is it kind of like the animalistic thing of like lions and the pride, where like another woman is your rival, regardless?
Man,
like daughter or another woman, like that's her rival. It's still your rival to a certain extent within this, you know what I'm saying, ecosystem.
Yes, man, that shit is nuts to me.
A lot of mamas in competition with their daughters too.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure. That's what I'm saying. You have the moms who will be in slick competition with their daughters, and they could have a son, and it's like, damn, bitch, that's your son, baby, not your husband.
Yeah.
That's that Wanda Durant syndrome.
Ooh. You think Kevin Durant mama on that?
Ooh.
Hi. You think Kevin Durant mama on that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. What? What?
You the real MVP, mom.
What?
You're gonna be single for a minute, cause ain't no girl trying to put up with this shit. Well, not even put up with this shit. But ain't no real bitch trying to put up with that shit, nigga. Got on this motherfucker's stand.
That shit is crazy. It's nuts. I'm telling you, it's nuts. And it's even more. It's not as prevalent if a man is in the house. That's what's really funny. It's not as prevalent. I'm not saying it's not there, but it's not as prevalent. If whether that man in the house is the boy's father, or even just, you know, the mom's husband, doesn't matter. It's not as prevalent. But baby, if she in that house by herself with no man, and it's just that son, it's my son is the man in the house. This little nigga ain't paying no bills. He ain't doing nothing. But she makes him feel like he's the man of the house because he's the only person in the house with a penis. And then when he gets older, again, he meet a woman, he expect that woman to be like his mama, and he just sit down and watch the game all day. So the Fortnite game turns into the actual NBA, NFL game, and he ain't got to do shit. He just feel like he, nah. Nah. Mm. Nah.
That is freaking true.
Nah, baby.
Like, I ain't gonna even say growing up, but like all of like my friends and stuff, I know that were had their dads in their homes, or their moms had active stepdads and shit, brothers. You don't see that. That's insane.
Yeah.
That is fucking.
That's because you got that buffer of another man, though, to fucking.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Because I'm such an observer, y'all, and I be paying attention to shit. And again, I see it in people that I'm close to. I see it just when I'm, you know, on the outside looking in. I just, and it all be the same. The shit is amazing. I promise it is.
So they make the men that they already hate. That's some ill shit.
They do.
They don't really hate him. They just hate that he ain't chose them.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask y'all this then. So if it's not necessarily who he is that that man didn't choose them. So they're trying to get a man that will choose them, within through their son.
They can mount.
I wouldn't say that. From my observation, it's mainly like, you know, because that same mom would talk up and down about a man that ain't trying to pay a bill or ain't trying to be a man or be a leader, right? Come on now. But she raising her son to be on some fugazi shit, to be on some, you know, just lazy, you know, she not really teaching him per se to be a man and to be a, you know what I'm saying, to be a provider, to make sure that he know how to be responsible.
It's so just, basically, you know, basically raising a son not to the standards that they wanting to do, but expecting the dude to have standards that they won't even raise in their own son.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's what I mean by that.
Like they expect that man supposed to be doing this and this, but you won't even raise your son to be able to.
Hell no, because they feel like that's they king. He ain't got to do nothing. That's my son, and you know he finna be heartbreaking all these hoes, and like that's the concern. That's like that's cute. Like, you know, I want my son gonna be a heartbreaker. Da, 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 da. And that's cool, but at the same time, you still want him to be responsible. You still want him to, you know what I'm saying, to be responsible for his actions, because if his ass being too much of a heartbreaker, then something gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So you don't want that. You know what I mean? So it's like you have to find that balance and you have to create that balance. You know what I mean? Because look, and again, y'all, I promise I see it so much in our community. This shit is nuts. Mamas and they sons, the dynamic is crazy. Even all of my friends that I have who have brothers, like when I ask, they be like, man, you already know. Like they don't even want to have a conversation. They be like, look, I don't even, like this nigga could do no wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, my brother could do no wrong in our eyes. Like,
do you think it's a difference if it's multiple boys? Like if it's multiple boys, you think it's different?
Difference if there's a man in the house, because my mama has been married for 20 years.
And that's the difference. Well, it's the difference is if that, I'm telling you, the difference is if that man is in the home. It is a fucking difference. If a man ain't in the house, baby.
Do you think it has to be in the house? What if he's co-parenting with her? Like he got him every other week, son, back and forth.
It depends on how involved that dad is.
Right. I'm saying if he's every other week, he's not necessarily in the home,
if that dad is a for real stand-up dad and he's really involved, not so much, because the dad gonna get in that son ass like, nah, you ain't finna be, you not finna be no mama's boy, you not finna be all, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, but again, that's only if that active man parent is really a leader himself.
Right,
mom, though, because, I'm sorry, the moms have to take, like, full responsibility.
They do.
And back to what you said, when it comes to that balance, like these little boys and these sons who grow into be men, it's their mother's fault that she may not unintentionally, but they don't draw the line of this is my son and not my
man.
Not saying like, oh, this is my man, but this is not my man. And I say that to say, like, how you was like, oh, he's the king of the house and all of that. That's fine. Because, you know, that's an affirmation. Even though, like, when my son comes, look, it's only one queen in this motherfucking castle.
Period. Yeah.
World to see right here.
You can go make your own kingdom when you get out the house. You can make your own kingdom.
Everyone is different. So there will be women that be like, you know, my king, and even though he should be a prince, but my king, my prince, and you know, that's just affirmations bringing up that esteem. But just from the bond that any woman is supposed to have with their child in their belly, especially the mother-son bond, your son just being around you, he's going to know when you're hurt, he's going to know when you're sad, you're not yourself, and then just from your being a mother and you're always nurturing your son, he's going to want to do the exact same in return. And I feel like part of that is the mother's fault, because sometimes a lot of these single moms be so lonely, be so hurt, they don't know how to cut that line. Like,
you better know it.
It's your job to console me or, you know, comfort me when I'm hurt. Because, you know, that's just what a son gonna do, especially if his mama there by himself hurt He's gonna do everything in his power
to make automatically do it. Absolutely.
But as a grown ass woman, that's your response. That ain't your son's responsibility. Your son is there to be a son, and you're supposed to raise him. He's not supposed to be tending to your knees and take care of you, make you fucking feel better.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But and then when it is like that though, when he gets older and get his own girlfriend and his own woman, it's like that particular type of mom be feeling away.
Because it's already been instilled in them too. And like he'd have been, it's
they just, be feeling away. I have a homegirl, first of all, her husband, y'all, have been married for, shit, I want to say 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
They've probably been married 10 years, but they've been together since they were 15 and 16. Oh. So they are literally, when I say they're literally all each other know, like, for real, like on some real shit, they're all each other know. So you talking about all this time, they well in their mid-30s, and this mama still to this day, I'm talking about they got 7 goddamn kids together.
What? Wow.
But the mama to this day be feeling away because he, you know, because she ain't got to work. You know, his wife ain't got to work. He like, that's my wife. She ain't got to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mama be feeling away like, you don't take care of me like that. That's his wife. What are you talking about? Like, y'all, the shit is so amazing. Like, you would think that they just got together, how the mom be acting is what I'm saying. Like, the shit is so out of this world that even when I go over there and she's there, I'm like, yo, like, Miss B be tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you can see somebody kind of cutting her eyes? Like, you know, because he, of course, he's very affectionate. He's a good husband. You know what I mean? He's affectionate. You know, you hug on her, all that. She just kind of be like, mad. Mm.
Is that her only kid? Is that her only kid? Is
him? No, it's not her only one.
Her only son?
No. The shit, y'all, look.
Is he the oldest then, or?
He's not even the oldest.
Oh, wow.
Youngest?
I want to say he's in the middle, maybe.
Yes, there's no excuse.
But she has all boys. He has no sisters.
There's no excuse.
Oof. It's almost boys? Like she's just jealous that it's another woman in his life. The shit is crazy. Miss B, relax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm thinking, like, wow, like.
They've been together, goddamn, 20-some years like, to that now. Like, come
and she
on,
act man. Like she just met her. And she act like she just met her, like she's some
man, neutral. They have 7 kids, y'all. All right?
And they've been together since they're 15, 16.
Another thing, like, they're doing very well for themselves. And, you know, like, homegirl, she ain't got to work. He told her she don't have to work. And they're still doing well with 7 kids. And I think that moms just, she don't like how he just all about his family and his wife. But that's how a man's supposed to be, though. And that's the part that's so fucked up to me. Because if he was a bum-ass nigga, you know what I mean? It's almost like, is that what you want him to be? Do you want him to be calling you, asking you for money? Like, you know, it's like, it's almost like she mad, y'all, because he don't need her. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Like, he don't need his mom in the sense of the crutch is what I mean.
Okay.
That's like what
she
I
wants
did.
To be, she wants to be the needed.
Yes. He don't need her. He don't need her. You know what I'm saying? He take care of his wife, take care of his family.
Or is his brothers like that too? That they all got their own thing. So is everybody like kind of not needing her or?
I don't really know the dynamics of the, you know, because remember, this is my homegirl, so I don't really know his brothers. I don't really know what's going on with them, but I know he got 2 other brothers. I know he ain't got no sisters, but even still, even if it was him by himself, I don't know. I just, that shit is weird to me.
Yeah, Kier, don't have your son like that.
Don't play with
me. He said, don't play with me.
His daddy be over here getting on my nerves. He wouldn't have to.
Well, ladies, this was a dope show. We had another topic, but y'all like this exciting. Is good. Look, y'all super popular, man. And ladies like y'all, man. Like they, y'all be keeping it real. Y'all be having me sitting there on notes. Like, hold on, let me make sure. All right, I'm gonna stay real heavy in these streets. All right, cool. Lady, Angie, where can everybody hit you up at?
You hit me up on IG at The Real Angie Renee and also on Facebook at Angie Renee.
All right, what about you, Key?
On Instagram, I am at Your Stylish Realtor. And my Facebook is Kiara Jones, my name. I'm just letting you know now.
Uh-oh.
About Nicki Minaj or any of this pick me shit, I will add you and remove you.
So those are your two rules. Don't talk about Nicki Minaj and no pick me behavior.
No pick me.
Well, Angie, what are your rules then, since she's putting her rules out there, going through yours out there?
Rules? I don't know. Just don't fuck with me.
Follow you, but just don't fuck with you.
I don't be with all this shit just saying what you think, you know what I'm saying? You finna just say whatever you want to say. Like, I don't be with all this shit.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, I'm so glad you said that. I had to go off because, nigga, earlier today, because I gave a real estate tip, kombucha, and this motherfucker commented on my shit and was like, it's alcohol in there. I said, my OB okayed it, but thanks for your concern. And he was like, but my girl's pregnant too, and her OB told her not to. Okay, well, I said,
okay, who the fuck asked you?
You tend to yours, and I'll pay attention to mine because that's what I pay her for. And then this motherfucker was like, well, you know, I'm a doctor too. And I said, first of all, nigga, you're a fucking chiropractor. You crack backs, motherfucker. you won't do no real specialty shit in regards to the WAP, okay?
These people.
First of all,
I mean, kombucha only turns into alcohol if it sits there fermenting for a while. It's not off the bat if you're just drinking it off the... It's if you let it sit there in the refrigerator.
That's fucked up. They wouldn't have it at Target and Dearburg.
Right. But you have to let it sit for a long time for it to become alcoholic. Like,
I don't give a shit if the shit did have alcohol in it. Nigga, tend to your own bald head ass pregnant baby mama.
And this probably was somebody who don't never even be commenting, was it? Was it somebody who don't never even comment?
Yeah, I said, first of all, it was not your place, and I did not ask for your unwarranted advice, especially since everything that I posted was real estate related and it had nothing to do with this. And he blocked me just like a hoe.
Oh, wow.
Don't block me before I go the fuck off. That's what I said. That's what you got to say. And then you know I'm going to come back with it, but your whole ass blocked me. That shit would cause me
what the fuck up?
That make you pull up.
To his chiropractic office.
Okay. My baby daddy, he get violent quick.
Good ass. I can't stand that. And I don't like when somebody comment on your shit, like they can't wait to disagree, but don't ever, 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 like you don't even know who the fuck they are, like, who the fuck are you? But they come on your page.
I didn't know you was my friend.
Like, I can't stand that, y'all. And here's my thing, like, you could disagree with me, I don't care about that. But I'm talking about, y'all, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know who the fuck you are. You just come out here out the blue and then you be like a little heavy with it. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. Goodbye. Ugly.
You a whole man. You ain't never been pregnant before. Like, first of all, it would have been very receptive if a chick was like, hey, I don't know if you knew, I just want to reach out. Like, when I was pregnant, they told me not to. Oh, okay, thanks, girl. Well, you know, I okayed it with my doctor. Motherfucker, you just on the Zoom, like, I'm just drinking this, bitch.
Yeah, like you just, you just drinking Hennessy and shit to the head. Okay, so get the fuck on. Get the fuck out of here.
I should have told my baby daddy too, like, somebody was trying to, I'm stressed, I'm mad again, I'm gonna text him, like, you know, they tried to stress me out talking about our
They doing me wrong.
They mess with me on the Facebook streets.
So who the fuck is that nigga?
No, for real, though. For real.
So that don't come on your page. Just be cordial. Just be, you know, respectful and dialogue.
Yeah, like, really. I just can't stand that shit.
Because he could even been like, hey, you know, I heard things about this. I don't know if you're aware. Dude, like, it got alcohol. I'm like, it's okay.
Then he did the little chin emoji, like, well, my girl's OB said don't.
Trying to be smart. I don't like that. Don't try to be smart.
For my baby, get out here and whoop your ass. I train my baby to.
So, and this is on the comments. This is not like a private message. Like, yo, I'm just concerned.
He had to message me, and I had to private message, let his ass know, bitch, yo dumb ass ain't welcome here. The fuck on. My baby's like, oh, fucking daddy, bitch.
Period. And it ain't you, hoe.
Right. Get you in them dreads out of my fucking mess.
So we know he got dreads.
Not the dry dreads.
Dang, not the dry dreads. You supposed to.
People be out of line, man. They just be out of line. That's social media. People just be too heavy, man. I can't stand that. Because you would never have a boss to say that type of shit in somebody's face. It'd be my whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't like that.
You wouldn't say it at all. Oh, wow. Ladies, thank y'all as always. This is always, I love being with y'all, man. Like, y'all are super dope. And everybody hit them up on their social media platforms, and we'll be back soon. Peace.